Thank you for calling customer services. Amber, how may I help you?
Trying to find out what this charge is. I'm not familiar with it on my card.
Yes, ma'am. I have your zip code, please, so I can get your account looked up.
70070.
Yes, ma'am. I have first and last name.
Elaine Thompson.
You said 70070.
Correct.
Can you spell your first and last name for me, please?
E L A I N E. First name, last name, T H O M P S O N.
You said P H?
T H O M P S O N, yes.
Okay. One moment. Ma'am, would it be in somebody else's name?
It shouldn't be.
Okay, one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. I see back on November the 30th, you paid $6.70 for the shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster. Okay.
A Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And because you haven't canceled within the 14 days of your trial period, you was charged $49.97 every month.
They gave me I paid a flat rate for whatever that is that I don't need. So why are they still billing me for that?
Your account was never canceled.
Well, it needs to be canceled because I was shown that that was paid. The amount for those items that I had ordered had been paid already. It wasn't showing that I would be billed month after month.
Yes, ma'am. I went ahead and canceled it for you. Would you like your confirmation number?
I sure would.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie. 258. 905. 075. Yes, ma'am.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I paid a full amount, and then you're going to still charge me month to month to month for an additional payment? Is that how this system works?
You get charged every month. But I didn't cancel your account, so you no longer will be charged.
Yeah, but I have paid money on something that I thought I had already paid for. That's the big problem.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Oh, this company is crazy. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. This is some bull.